From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will take place in Singapore on June 12th. During an event at Joint Base Andrews, the president, accompanied by First Lady Melania Trump, boarded a U.S. Air Force jet to briefly speak with the three men who had been released from a prison in North Korea.
These are great people. They've been through a lot, but it's a great honor. But the true honor is going to be if we have a victory in getting rid of nuclear weapons.
The president said the goal for his upcoming talks with Kim is for North Korea to agree to denuclearize. The U.S. says it's looking for allied support to force Iran into new negotiations over its nuclear weapons development in the aftermath of President Trump's withdrawal from the international agreement. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is among those critical of that decision.
The president broke America's word when we entered into this agreement. Now, it's one thing for the president to break his own word. He does that seemingly all the time. But it's another when the president breaks the word of the United States of America.
Trump has vowed to soon reimpose economic sanctions against Iran that were ended in 2015 when Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program. A dam in the Kenya's Rift Valley burst late Wednesday, killing at least 27 people. Water swept away numerous homes and businesses after breaking through the Patel Dam in Solai, about 150 kilometers northwest of Nairobi. Officials say about 40 people have been rescued and taken to hospitals, and rescue crews continue searching for more people who could be trapped. The Kenyan government said Wednesday the rains had displaced 220,000 people. This is VOA. The United States is imposing travel restrictions on Pakistani diplomats starting Friday. Ambassador Aizaz Chowdhury tells VOA both countries have to come close to each other, and measures like these don't help. Last month, Pakistani media reported the diplomats will be restricted from traveling more than 40 kilometers from the embassy in Washington or consulates in other cities without permission. The Pentagon says multiple failures are to blame for the Niger ambush that killed four U.S. service members last October, including insufficient training and preparation as well as lack of proper command approval for the mission. At a news conference Thursday, Major General Roger Cloutier, U.S. Africa Command Chief of Staff, said there were repeated acts of bravery as the soldiers risked their lives to rescue each other during the hour-long assault.
Sergeant David Johnson, first of all, died actively engaging the enemy. He was never captured alive. His hands were never bound. His body was treated like all the other remains, both U.S. and Nigerian. His serviceable equipment was stripped and taken from him. But he was never in enemy hands alive. They did have access to his remains and took his equipment.
A report summary released Thursday includes recommendations to improve mission planning and approval procedures. In an interview with journalist Andrea Mitchell on NBC's Today Show, Vice President Mike Pence was asked if he believed Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference into the 2016 election was a hoax.
It's been about a year since this investigation began. Our administration has provided over a million documents. We fully cooperated in it. And in the interest of the country, I think it's time to wrap it up. And I would very respectfully encourage the special counsel and his team to bring their work to completion.
There's no indication that Mueller is close to ending his year-long probe. His legal team has been negotiating with Trump's lawyers over whether the president will sit for an interview and under what terms. If no agreement is reached, Mueller has suggested that he could subpoena Trump to testify under oath before a grand jury. And 2 weeks of climate talks organized by the United Nations came to a close Thursday as countries failed to resolve differences about implementing the Paris Climate Accord. The negotiations will resume in Bangkok, Thailand in September, where an extra week's meeting has now been scheduled. The pact signatories have set a December deadline to agree on the precise rules countries have to stick to under the agreement. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.